Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Thursday, the 16th of July, and from Radio Info's On This Day section, Aussie tennis great Margaret Court, comedian Will Farrell, and footballer Wendell Saylor are all celebrating birthdays. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and welcome to the Morning Briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. More figures are out painting the dismal picture of radio advertising in the financial year that's just passed. This time, the figures come from the big accountants, Deloitte's. They show that commercial radio advertising was down nearly 47% in the June quarter. Before COVID really hit with a vengeance, the March quarter was already showing a drop over the first half of the financial year. The March quarter was down 12%. When all the quarterly figures are put together, they show an FY20 drop of 20.39%. In dollar terms, that means that the radio advertising pie shrank to $643 million, down from the previous year's $807 million. All in all, not a great year, and one that's probably best forgotten. A change is as good as a holiday. And SCA seems to think that way too, at least when it comes to their HIT and Triple M apps. They've launched a revamped design for each of the network apps as listening continues to surge. The HIT network has recorded a 40% increase in unique users. Triple M has seen an 18% bump. SCA says there's been an increased interest in news on demand, given the summer bushfires, the floods, and that little pandemic that seems to be hanging around. There are new moves afoot at Spotify. The streaming giant has modest ambitions. They want to own the worldwide podcast advertising market. Global ad agency Omnicom has partnered with Spotify and is committed to spend $20 million on podcast ads between now and the end of the year. It's a dramatic shift for Omnicom, who previously only bought individual podcast shows. But by buying in bulk, they lower their administrative costs and get access to more metrics. What will we do with our Triple J's splendor in the grass at Byron Bay this year? Yep, it's another victim of COVID-19. Well, the youth networks come up with a clever solution. They're trawling through their archives and will now broadcast, instead of Splendor in the Grass, Splendor in the Past. Dance music is set to make a return to Sydney's western suburbs. A new and independent youth radio station, Starter FM, will provide a platform for artists from Western Sydney and other new Australian talent to get their music aired. Please tell your friends about our daily flash briefing and give us a rating on your podcast platform. 5 stars would be great. You can also click that like or share button. For all the details of today's stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.